We wish there wasn't a need for such an organization, but we're eternally grateful that one is in our midst. Rowan House Society, which celebrated its 25th anniversary at an event last week in High River, has become an integral part of this region's social safety net, helping countless women and children who are fleeing from domestic abuse. It's a sad commentary on society that the organization's 24-bed shelter is needed, but on the flip side, it's been a godsend for the many women who have sought its refuge over the years. From the board of directors to executive director Lynette Solden and her staff to the nonprofit's many volunteers, the Foothills region is truly fortunate to have so many people willing to pour their hearts and souls into ensuring there's a safe space for those experiencing domestic violence. Last year alone, Rowan House supported 220 women and children, the oldest being 75 and the youngest just a day old. The organization has helped almost 2,000 clients in the last decade, and its 24-hour support line responds to thousands of calls and texts. In addition to being a welcoming place or a supportive ear during a difficult time, Rowan House should also be applauded for its ongoing education efforts, for having the foresight to take its prevention programs into schools in an effort to stop the cycle of abuse before it starts. It's imperative that awareness continues to be raised and support is offered given rates of teen dating violence are on the rise. It's distressing that domestic violence is at epidemic levels these days, but the Foothills region is indeed fortunate to have an organization like the Rowan House Society available to not only be there for women and children in times of crisis but to tackle the issue at its root causes.